Well, good afternoon, Audio Boom fans. It's Adrian at TurboStream. So, I guess this is my last Audio Boom as well. So we're taking a quick wander through the cemetery. One last time, going down memory lane. So I'm still with you, still alive, still kicking. I was pretty good at the moment. That's at TurboStream Towers. We've got a lovely late summer's afternoon. Been doing some gardening this morning. Cutting back some shrubs in the garden. Still not working. I can't remember the last time I spoke to you. I think I was standing. Where was I? Staying in the southwest. On the beach somewhere, no doubt. So I thought I'd come out of retirement just with this last once, one last Audio Boom. Kind of been sad really about Audio Boom. I know I haven't really posted much in the last 12 months. Kind of been throttling back from social media really. But it needs to be said that I've made some fantastic friends directly through Audio Boom. Certainly I've now got three lifelong real friends out of it. I know we all have these virtual connections and virtual friendships, but certainly three very close friends, they know who they are. One's a Scotsman, one's a Northumbrian. One's from Sunderland, I think he's from the northeast. And then of course then there's the wider circle of friends who, although I don't keep in touch with on a regular basis, that we do interact from time to time on social media. For instance, Dean Reid, I sent him a tweet this morning. And he was the person who actually got me into Audio Boom right at the beginning. And of course the social hiking gang is Phil. And all the other people, which are the names escape me. And people all around the world, you've got Amani Blogs, you've got Slandy in Canada, Shannon, she's in Canada. There's so many more, which if I've left out your name, I do apologise, but I do think about you sometimes. They were the good times they were, with the different people, the conversations used to have, and the soundscapes. And yeah. Really enjoyed my time in Audio Boom. But I'm not prepared to pay the money they want, really. It's too much. 5 posts a month. 10,000 listens. Shows you how I haven't done this Audio Boom because my arm's hurting. My fingers are hurting. See if I can swap hands. I used to be really practiced at crowding in the Zoom. Yeah, it is a damn shame, but there is an alternative. Well, people have looked and they've jumped ship and they've gone to Anchor and VoiceBow, and there's been nothing like Audio Boom at all, really. So I guess that's the end of it here. I guess it's just people don't want to do communal podcasting like we do. So like, all one word I've just heard is last Audio Boom. If you want to reach me, I'm at TurboStream on Twitter. I don't do Facebook. So Twitter's probably the best way to get hold of me. Although I try not to read too many tweets, but I certainly do receive notifications. What a lovely afternoon it is. I've not done this cemetery walk for almost 2 years when I used to go to work. I used to do my afternoon shift. I used to come out in the morning and do a quick walk around the cemetery. I've been concentrating on my garden this year. That's the main piece of news. I'm trying to make something of the garden that Mum left me when I moved into her house after she passed away a couple of years back. And I had a badger attack with the lawn. That was the major effort this year. The badger dug up me all of the lawn. To be honest, it was full of moss anyway, so it needed to come up, so it did me a favour, really. So I've reinstated that. I put a border in. I'm cutting back shrubs, going into perennial plants. Still got my camper van. I'm going away next week, hopefully, if the weather's kind to me. I'm going to get into Pembroke again, I think, one of my favourite places. So, Rick, if you're listening, you remember that campsite we went to in Dolly? Going to go down to there again. Well, I should go down to Freshwater West Beach. We shall go. I don't know where we'll go this time, somewhere different. There's normally birdsong in the cemetery, but there's not today. I think they're all flying away. I used to love my soundscapes. I had a disaster as well, my binaural earphones got ruined. I put them in to record something and then I caught them on the kitchen cabinet door handle thing and ripped one of the earbuds clean off, and then I tried to ease the one out of its holder and that came off as well, so there's a scrap. So I can find somewhere to see if I can solder them on my what I might do is to send them up to my friend McColgan. He's an electrician, he might know what he's doing. Let's see if I can get him to repair them for me. And of course, just a couple of names have come back into my mind. Nick Holloway Vox, I owe him an immeasurable debt because he put me in touch with McColgan. Without that bit of communication, McColgan and I wouldn't become great friends. I've been followed in the cemetery by a car. People won't walk. They have to drive next to the graveside. Put flowers on the graves. I'm right in the depths of the cemetery. Minute and a half, so. And of course, his father and Richard, I remember him as well. Still speak to him on Twitter. So, yeah. Fond memories of Audio Boom. Sad to see it go. But I guess nothing lasts forever. So, from this audio boom, I shall bid you a farewell. Thanks for all the companionship and the chat and the communication and the friendship for the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know how long I've been on there. I don't know. But, yeah. So whatever you do for the future, I hope it's a good one for you. And as always, thanks for listening. And I won't catch you in the next audio boom because it's the last one. So, as I'd normally say to when I record audio for McColgan or Black 73 Cat, even all one word, to our bit.